Here we are worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Today it is September 10th, 2018, Monday, with another 1 hour episode of the Win Free Hour. It's unknown what the topic is going to be at this point. We are still 7 minutes away from the hour, and we await more people to join in live on the conference call, as this is as usual a simulcast with a conference call. And we'll see what happens, what will happen. So, Wanda, thank you for being here, and you said you talked to Donna. How is Donna doing?
Oh, she's been struggling in and out of the hospital lately again.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So you have to send prayers for her, you know?
Yes. She's now, next time you talk to her, give her my blessing and say hi to her from me.
I sure will.
All right.
She will really be happy to hear that.
All right. Much love to her.
Yeah. She's been very busy always with helping her neighbors and so on.
Yes.
And she's a big, huge value everywhere in the dirt where she lives.
All right.
She finds out when she got really sick there. But she's been in and out of the hospital with problems and stuff. And she's finally going to go see another oncologist again here next week here. So hopefully she gets answers and help.
All right.
Better help. So how's your family, Heinz?
Doing good. We are. My daughter, actually, she had surgery last week in San Francisco. Her lower back, a big cyst, got taken out, and out of her. But the recovery is going great.
Good, good. Yeah. Tell her to take CoQ10 with her vitamins so it binds at the cellular level.
Well, she doesn't want to take anything from my suggestions. She has full faith in her doctor, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean just regular vitamins, you know, and MSG, you know, like, or magnesium, you know, to rebuild. And then if you take CoQ10 with it, it works and binds at the cellular level now instead because of our times we're in and that our cellular level isn't binding our nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
But CoQ10 helps of our body do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard good stories about it, yes.
That's what I was told for myself and a few other people from the Masters there a while ago. So
right.
I've been letting other people know the same.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Cecil, C60 Serpent from soggy Seattle.
All right, Cecil. Welcome.
Thank you. How you doing, Heinz?
What's that?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I had a, what shall I say, a pretty hard day at work, meaning, you know, working hard and intense. Let's say it that way, but all things are working out. But I'm happy to be sitting down and having the call right now.
Right. We have quite a few on the call yet?
It is you and Wanda and myself and those who are listening in through BBS Radio online.
Oh, BBS is here already. All right.
Yep.
Hi, BBS. I don't hear a reply.
Millions of people are saying hi back to you, Cecil.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. Well, we got cooler weather and overcast today. Different, a little
here too. It's also not so hot anymore. I'm glad about it.
Yeah. And we got a little rain yesterday. That was great.
Oh, yeah, wow.
A few more like that, and maybe the lawn will green back up again.
Yeah. We could use some rain over here in California. My sister flew in yesterday from Holland.
Oh, wow.
And she just apped me, saying, "Well, everything is so dry over here."
Someday I've got a little poem I got to get all the words together for you. It's called The Broken-Hearted Dutchman.
Oh, yeah?
You probably never heard of it.
I have not, no. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy in Asheville.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome. How do you do?
Good. Thank you, Heise. And you?
Doing great, thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
Good. Hi.
And another caller joining in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you, Heise.
And
hi,
another
everybody.
One joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heise. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
And I welcome those that are listening in or just came on board through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here.
That little poem I was telling you about, Heise, is real cute. It's the broken-hearted Dutcher, he doesn't know his name.
Okay.
So that's why he's so broken-hearted.
Okay.
It's a cute catch at the end of it.
Hmm. All right, I welcome the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you, Hush.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome,
hey,
Dr.
Art.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr. R. Dr. R.
Hi there.
And then welcome to the next person. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heise. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hello,
Don.
Hi, everybody.
Two more point people tuning in. Welcome. You want to please say a name and
location? Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome to the call, Debbie.
Hi, guys. Hi, hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, guys.
Who else joined in? Hey. And the next person, welcome to you.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
The next person, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Good evening. How are you doing?
Hey, hi. What's happening?
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
My line dropped back again.
All right, welcome back, Wanda.
Thank you.
All right. And welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being. and we wait for Winfrey to present himself here shortly.
It's new moon energies tonight.
Got to get that helicopter wrapped up and over here.
Well, the helicopter has been hanging there for a while already.
Ah.
I think it's doing some test flights or something. Somebody said something about the new moon.
Yeah, it's new moon energies tonight.
All right.
Looks like the same old moon to me.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings, Ray, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
All the best. Thank you for being
here. Equally with you. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
AKA Kit.
Was that Dr. Art?
Dr. Art is here.
He is here, but you heard Cecil, the sea serpent.
What's the first part of his number? I know it's 7734871, but what's the other part?
757-773-4871.
So you say it's 757?
773-4871, yeah.
8-7-0-1. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Abby Bright in near Palm Springs.
Good evening to you, Abby. Welcome.
Hi. Welcome to. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being here. You sound like a new voice to me.
Welcome, Abby.
No, I haven't been on this call for a couple of years, but I know Wynn from when he first came to California in Venice.
All right, hey, welcome back, Abby.
Thank you. I remember you, but I'm terrible with names.
Okay.
What was your name? What's your name again?
My name is Gijs.
Gijs, right. You're so always there. It's comforting.
Right, right.
Hi. Hi, Gijs. Uma from Sedona.
Hi, Uma. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Hey,
hello, Wynn. Good evening. Welcome.
Wynn from Sedona.
All right.
Hi, Wynn.
Oh.
Who's that, Uma?
I think Sija calls you Heist.
Yes, I heard that too.
Kind of a cool name, though.
Well, I don't know. You might take it the wrong way.
That's what we used to say to the cow when we wanted to move over.
Okay.
Who's giggling in the background?
The positive man from Sedona.
Positive greetings, Wynn.
Man, what are you doing here with two helicopters? No, yeah, no, no, wait, I'll take it back. All right, I thank everyone for being here, also those listening in on BBS Radio. We can't hear you, we can't see you, but thank you for participating with this for the Monday evening. Will Terry become present on the call, Wynn?
I told her about it.
Right. We had another person... Here, thanks for being here. Please say a name and location.
I'm Jeanine Crossland from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Jeanine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Jeanine, do you know the Winder Dairy from Salt Lake?
I do.
Yeah, that's my relatives.
Right on.
By marriage.
Right on.
Vin.
Yes.
Do you remember Abby, who lives near Palm Springs?
Of course, Abby, right.
Yes. She's with us tonight.
Hi, Abby.
Hello, how are you, and how is Terry? We've been following along, but we weren't able to get on the conference call. She's been following her progress. How is she?
Actually, she's doing fairly well.
Good. I'm glad.
I mean, she had a major, and it was very, very close. Very close. Okay?
Yes, but I know.
What they did in the hospital helped, worked. Okay.
Yes, I've got goosebumps all over. I don't know why, but... Some kind of truth is coming through here, how serious it was.
She was there for 20 days, you know?
How long ago was that?
Well, I'd say she got out about 10 days ago or something.
Oh, my God. I thought she was also in hospital before. You know, it's been going on for a while, this situation, correct?
Well, she was in the hospital a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And then she had the healing from Kimberly, okay?
From Kimberly? Is that what you said?
Kimberly.
I don't know that. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Well, you're not tracking us too carefully, because Kimberly was a healer. She had a miracle healing.
Oh, how fabulous. Where is this person located? Was it on the phone, or did she come to her bedside?
She was in Sedona. She was traveling here. And did a session with her.
Is it possible to reach that person, Kimberly?
Pardon me?
Is it possible in the future to get her phone number or anything? I know she travels, you say, a lot. Is it possible to contact her?
She's in Los Angeles.
Oh, good.
Okay. And
yes?
Hang on. You know, most of the people on the call, I don't want to repeat it all. Because
yes, I'm sorry.
People,
I'm sorry to bother you. I really...
It's not bothering me. I'm trying to... I'm right now.
You're busy. You have something else on the mind. I know.
Yeah.
The Healing Trilogy.
TheHealingTrilogy.com is their website.
Kimberly Meredith.
Well, I would like to know, if you don't mind, and then I will be quiet, totally. Is there a way for me to have a conversation with you on the phone at another time, at an appropriate time for you?
Email me, okay?
Email you. Okay, but I don't know what your email. Okay, all right.
Are you getting my emails?
Yes, we have a whole... Royal looks at it all the time. So I'll email you something.
Reply to one of my emails and I'll get it. Give me your phone number, okay?
I will, and it's time dated what I have to share with you. So I'll do that today.
Okay.
Later. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are you still in Palm Springs?
Well, I'm 20 minutes north up the little mountain, Morongo Valley, on the way to Yucca, and then you're 17 miles from Joshua Tree. That's where I am, near Joshua Tree and Palm Springs.
All right.
And I have a healing center here, and I'm inviting people to come. Something's going on next Sunday here, a big event. People are coming from L.A. and everything. So I wanted to share that with you folks, but, you know, maybe it's not the time to do it.
You know what? If you're near Palm Springs, just somebody. Do you have a location?
Yes, I do. My location is in Morongo, where I live.
Oh, wonderful! Good for you.
It's outside. It's gorgeous. It's on BLM, right on BLM land, under the two tallest pine trees around. You can't embrace them. They're so big. Which shades us all. We have a fire pit. We have drum circles. We have people from L.A. coming to do healings and different things. Every month, we have something going.
Yes, now, I'll tell you something.
Yes?
Kimberly will not come there, okay?
What people will not come? What do you mean?
Kimberly, the healer we were talking about.
Oh, she will not. Okay.
She will not. She has a very difficult time traveling.
It's a nightmare
for her for traveling.
Okay.
And she's doing miracles of stuff. And she's getting a huge amount of attention in L.A. And, you know, she's aiming to have a reality show, doing this on TV. And it just might happen, okay? Because she is now having Jim Carrey's manager, you know?
Does she have a manager now? Does she have one?
Yeah, I just said it. She has...
Oh, good.
Jim Carrey's manager, okay?
Carrey's manager?
No, Jim Carrey. You know.
Jim Carrey? You took the actor?
The actor, right.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, she's very charismatic, and she puts her hands on people, and tumors go away.
Oh, my God. I got goosebumps again. That means you're really true here.
She has people standing in line to see her.
Yes.
Okay.
They throw money at her. She doesn't charge, right? They just throw money at her.
I'd like to welcome you to the Don and Wynn Show, another episode of the Don and Wynn Show. My name is Wynn Free, and aside from being a human being, I...
Wait a second, I'm just going to...
Mount Shasta drove down through paradise, and Doug looked around and he said, "This is
Abby." That healer's name is Kimberly Meredith. That's your last name.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do it, but that's my goal for this show. So, first of all, we want to visualize something. Visualize that our solar system is moving through this energy.
I haven't started yet, Ben, okay?
Spiritual people have names for all kinds of names. Go with it.
I had this queued up. I'm sorry, you know, but... Oh, geez, now it failed.
And you're not recording yet?
No, I know. Thank you.
I'd like to welcome you to the Don and Wynn Show, another episode of the Don... things down here.
Okay, I'm going to have to start at 28 minutes in. And
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is September 10th, 2018. And yesterday, on our Sunday morning call, we were talking about the Don and Wynn Show. And how, in the very early stages of this work, I was doing a show with Don Newsom when he was just starting BBS Radio, which, of course, we're still on. And Don and I would just do whatever came up. And we were doing it for a couple of months. And I'm not exactly sure of the date of this show, but it was probably sometime around 2005 or 2006. And, you know, I had never been on the internet talking about the Elohim or the work, the things that were happening to me. And Daphne had been, she and I were together for 6 months, and then she thought it was too crazy and was almost embarrassed by it. And I hope I'm playing the right show here. If it's not, I'll just let it play because it's just too late to figure it out. I had a show queued up, and then I left, and then it lost the queuing. So we'll see if this is correct. But in any case, Daphne thought it was too crazy. And then after we had done the Don and Wynn show for a few months, I invited Daphne to be a guest. And I think this is the show I'm playing. If not, it is what it is. So here, I think this was 2005, actually. And it's noted here, 2005. And she was on and she was complaining about how I ruined her marriage and destroyed her life. And that's not really true. She's the one that actually chased after me. But so be it. in any case. And then suddenly, in the middle of the show, we had a historic moment. And she said, they want to say something. Is that okay? And that's what's going to happen, I think, on this show.
The peaks come every 75,000 years. The reason the Mayan calendar ends in 2012 is because the Mayans were connected with interdimensional sources where they could get this information. And they ended their calendar right on the exact point of the peak. Now, as far as I know, nothing is going to happen special on that exact date. It's already happening now. It's going to continue to happen through that date and continue to happen, you know, maybe 10 years forward from that date, at least as far as we can tell. Now, what's it mean to be going through a peak of energy? It's causing a vibration that energy is the same energy that a human feels when they meditate, when they lift their vibration, when their chakras are open. It's the same energy. The same energy, I believe I could say it's the same energy that acupuncturists work with. It flows in our body. It's not normally recognized by science, but everybody knows what it is. When you walk into a room, you feel good vibes. It's that energy. So right now, where you are is that energy. You are in that peak of energy that's flowing around our planet. And what's being asked is for you to be a conduit for that energy, i.e., to let it flow through you and not block it. What does it mean to let it go through you? It means opening yourself up. Now, everyone is different in their ability to do this. So what we're going to do on this show is just try to create the visualization that you can tap into to allow you to have that experience and a reference point for what that means to open yourself up and let this energy flow through you. Because when it happens, you know it happens. You can feel it. There's something, there's tingling, there's goosebumps, there's stuff that happens in your body. But as you get used to it happening, you don't feel that. The first times it happens, you feel all kinds of, you know, you're doing a quantum leap from where you normally are to something new. And then after a while, you hold that, and it's just part of your normal waking consciousness. Well, the first thing that happens when you decide you want to open up to this energy is every area that's in your body that is blocked suddenly starts to release. So oftentimes, you'll get an experience of that energy, and then you're going to reintegrate it because your body's going to be throwing up all its blocked patterns. We all have blockages in different areas. That's a very unique thing. Some people have, you know, their chest blocked. Some people have their sexual area blocked. Sometimes a lot of New Age people open up their higher areas and ignore their lower areas. And what happens is, although you feel this energy and you have all this experience, it doesn't flow all the way through your body into the earth. Now, part of healing the planet, part of keeping earth changes out of your area has to do with letting it flow into the earth. Now, there's two ways to release your body to allow this energy to flow. And I call it, and this is something, this is my own personal way of looking at this after studying life all these years. It's evolution from the bottom up and evolution from the top down. And from the bottom up has to do with saying, I've got all these blockages and I've got to release them. And so you then go get therapy, you get all these different techniques for releasing blockages. Some people take you back to past lifetimes. And theoretically, at the end of all of this, you've opened up your energies and you're flowing in this cosmic bath, so to speak. Now, the other way is from the top down. The top down doesn't require going through all this stuff, although you'll go through it a little bit. It's more like saying, how do I connect the higher energies and work them through me? It's kind of, it's what Jesus referred to as grace and service. It's like we have all these beings. And I've learned this from all these conversations that I've had with girlfriend X and girlfriend Y, if she's listening. She's we have girlfriend X on the show, but girlfriend Y has been played a very important part in this whole evolution process that I've gone through. So
I just want to make a comment. You'll notice I'm saying girlfriend X and girlfriend Y. I was really a little bit scared putting this out, and I really didn't want to use their names. In fact, I had a website up called Conversations with My Girlfriend, called, and nobody was named. I was the questioner, and there was Girlfriend X and Girlfriend Y. So here we go.
So I want to give her some acknowledgement. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her. So now I forgot what I was saying. It's like through all the questions and answers and then validating it and putting it against my own experience and my growth, I've had this phenomenal experience of how you can open up to these interdimensional sources and they can actually start working with you in a dream state. And they can, actually, you do it. I say they do it. They don't do it. You do it. But you get help if you want it. You get assistance. And you get assistance first from your own, as Carla Ruckert said, your own immediate guides. And, you know, most of us have this veil. We don't even believe that exists, but I'm telling you, it's real. And the first thing is to start paying attention to your dreams, because although we have this veil in our waking consciousness about what's actually happening on these other dimensions, in your sleep state, you move into the other dimensions. And you can make a direct connection with your own source of wisdom, which is higher than your regular source. And, you know, myself, when I first did this, about 3 years ago, put a pad by my bed, and suddenly I'm getting message after message after I'm waking up with these sentence fragments that I thought were myself, but they couldn't have been. They started predicting things in my future, and I became really very clear that,
do you mind if I ask Miss a few questions?
Am I getting boring here? I'm ranting and raving too long.
I don't know.
Maybe I am. Okay, go ahead. Ask this X a couple questions.
Well, Miss X, you were saying that mountains and various areas have various energy, I guess, signatures to them, is what you're meaning. And I just, I kind of wanted a little more explanation on that, because I've heard that quite a bit, and I understand it, I believe, but I'd like to hear more about that as far as when it comes to bodies of water, oceans, mountains, forests, and what kind of energy they provide and the significance.
Well, from the information that I've intuitively gathered and read about, and also what's coming from various sources on the other side, especially in the last year or so, from what I understand, the Earth, just like a human body, has, if you've ever looked at an acupuncture chart, it has hundreds of points. And one point, you know, on the foot might control the kidney or the liver, or a point on the hand might control the pineal gland.
Right.
So there's all of these electromagnetic ley lines, you know, in the human body as well as in the Earth. So that you can think of the Earth herself as a body, and her lakes and rivers and streams and mountains have certain purposes, certain functions, just as our hands perform a certain function, our feet, our kidneys, our intestines, our ears. And I couldn't tell you per se what, for example, Lake Michigan's function is.
Right.
Although I've heard again and again and again that fourth dimensionally, the Mount Shasta region is the root chakra for the New Jerusalem or Terra or the fourth dimensional Earth. I've heard that again and again and again.
Right.
I've also heard that places in the Yucatan, Machu Picchu, Cozumel, and Chichen Itza are very important points. Places in the Andes, the Alps, of course. And then you have the Himalayas and the Hawaiian Islands, you know, where the newest land on the planet is being formed.
Right.
So, I mean, in any kind of a even quasi-scientific way, I couldn't really tell you what the meanings of the places are, but people who are sensitive can certainly go to a place, you know, go to the Oregon coast and hang out on the water.
Yeah.
It has a very, very specific feeling to it. Go to Big Sur. Go drive down, you know, the California highway, the coast near Monterey, where Wynn and I met. It has a very, very powerful, distinct energy. Some of the most powerful on the planet, I think.
Well, they were saying some of these areas, like you're speaking of, can help, I guess, help you open up your chakras in different chakras depending on different places. Like you were saying, Mount Shasta, from what I understand, it's the root chakra again, but it also deals in communication.
Mm-hmm.
Wind's area, if you were to take Sedona area, I hear that's a melting pot of all the different chakras, where all the different energies melded in. So if somebody goes to Sedona, they're really going to get a feeling, a lesser degree, but a feeling of all the different energies from around the world in one spot.
What I've heard, I think that's true. What I've heard of Sedona is that it's a vortex point, both a female and male vortexes, and it acts as an amplification point, one of the most powerful on the planet. So whatever issues a person is going through will surface at
right.
that time. So if you want to go changes extremely fast,
go to Sedona.
So if you're fairly clear, it's a good place for you. If you've got a lot of issues to work through, it's a place to go spend some time, but then you need to retreat because too much comes up too fast. Too hard to process.
Well, also when it comes to, here's a question. Actually, it was one that I've been meaning to ask somebody, anybody. But I think you'd probably be able to answer this. You know, I've heard when I was younger, I forget where I got this, but I don't really know what to think of it, but I tend to believe it, and that is animals. And I don't know how familiar you are or what sort of connection you may have with the Devic kingdoms and the animal kingdom and so on. But if you're a person that cannot kill an animal, let's say you can't hunt, you don't eat meat, you respect, I mean, all animals, you won't even kill a little spider or a little fly or a bug. If you got a little ant in your house, you're actually going to pick him up and move him outside. I mean, to such a daunting degree of respect for life, that when you go out in nature, animals come to you. You can, they will actually communicate with you more. There will be no animal that will have any fear of you whatsoever. Now, that's what I hear. In other words, somebody who absolutely doesn't destroy any animal life at all can be a person that can walk up to the most ferocious beast in the wilderness, and that animal is not going to be anything but docile towards this individual.
Well, if you believe the stories about St. Francis, you know, who supposedly had perfected love in his heart and supposedly was a vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
The animals loved him so much that they followed him around all the time, and the birds were always landing on his shoulders and squawking in his ears, and he had to say, please, silence, sometimes. I think it's very true. I had an experience about 5 or 6 years ago, I guess. I did some work for the Dominican Sisters in a contemporary monastery. The Dominican Sisters, a cloistered order,
right,
in Menlo Park. And I was driving, and I was about to turn into the driveway, and I saw this tiny little squirrel in the middle of the road. And I thought he was injured, and I pulled off, and it was a baby. And I'm not sure what. It was a very strange experience. I went over to him. He just looked at me. I looked at him. He didn't look like he was hurt. I picked him up. I cradled him. I walked across the street. I put him in the monastery garden with St. Francis' statue and ran off. It was a squirrel in the middle of the street. And, you know, normally they don't let you get anywhere near them.
Yeah.
Unless you have some food or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and, that's amazing.
Yeah. John, I wanted to add that having a pet is one of the best ways of helping your own energies get balanced. Because a dog, for example, will respond to your heart chakra. And the heart chakra is one of the hardest things they keep open in today's world. That's why people love dogs so much.
That's a good point.
It's something that somebody is feeling alienated and alone. Getting a pet will help them have this cosmic contact better. Do you want to comment on that, X?
Oh, I mean, I am a kitty cat fanatic. We rescued 4 baby kittens that were abandoned on the side of the mountain road we lived on, and I insisted on keeping all 4 of them. And my husband thought I was nuts, but within the week he'd fallen in love with them too.
Your former husband?
Yes, my former husband.
Thank you.
And at that time he was. And they became our children, especially my children. And they're still in California because I can't have them here. The people that I rent this house from are very allergic to animals. And so I volunteer at the shelter here, and I work with little feral kittens. And I'm just kind of crazy about cats, but also dogs. My mother she now takes care of a little Shih Tzu, and Wynn had a dog, Obi, who's now being taken care of by girlfriend Y's friend in Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very sweet little terrier. And and used to be extremely attached to Wynn, and now is extremely attached to this other person.
Actually, I was recommended by the Elohim to give Obi to him because he needed him worse than I did.
And it's helped this person tremendously.
Is that like Obi as in Obi-Wan?
That's right.
Yep.
Actually, his name has changed. I call him Obi. No, he's called Sir Doggo.
Sir Doggo.
Sir Doggo.
How do you feel lately? I mean, Miss X, because I tell you, lately the energies, you know, I'm feeling them more and more and more, and they're getting, they, to me, they're seeming to be more balanced, even though it seems to be a little more chaotic out in the world, politics and so on, and weather-wise, it's starting to clamor again. But I don't know, I guess the energies are starting to become more and more pronounced. It just feels like that, and when we bring those energies within us, it just seems to be a really wonderful balancing system. I don't know. I mean, maybe you could help me put some sort of a...
Well, I think it very much depends on the individual and where they are in their process. For some people, this is a very excruciating time. For those who have been on the path and are very committed and have really been working on their stuff, I think that it's kind of like being in a dark tunnel and finally seeing some light.
Yeah.
I noticed that after the 11/11, change in November, and now we're on the eve of the 12/12. Today is, I guess, we're going into the... Today's the 11th. Well, in 2 hours here on the East Coast, it's going to be December 11th. These are kind of cosmic synchronicities that have to do with sacred geometry, and I really do think it has to do with some kind of acceleration of infusion of energy into the latent strands of our DNA, which is also connected with the cycles of our sun, which is supposedly also going through huge changes
in
ways that scientists at NASA can't explain. And also, if people are interested in this, if they are to go to David
Ascension2000.com
website, yeah. Ascension2000, or maybe his new one, he explains a lot about some of the geocosmic changes going on in our local solar system that don't make mainstream news, and the polar ice melting on Mars and gravitational fields increasing 300% on Pluto. All this has happened in the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's still being kept so quiet.
You don't, unless a person has a specific interest in science. People don't know about it.
People don't know. Yeah, they're right in the dark, and these changes are so paramount.
And of course, there's no global warming going on. President Bush, thinks that's crazy. So.
Well, he also thinks that the Constitution is just a piece of paper.
we're not political on this show.
Well, that's right. we have a wonderful, I just wanted to announce this because I promised I would. We have a wonderful new show that's going to be airing today at 10 to 11 by a lady named Liz, and that's somebody ringing in, but we did this in reverse. Wynn called me, and we hooked into the show, so we're going to have to deal with the beeping here. Liz Miller is going to be doing a new show called Otherwhere, and she's from Australia, from Down Under. So she's going to be doing a show here today at 10 to 11. I want you all to stay tuned for it because it's going to be a wonderful show. And I've spoken to Liz numerous times. Beautiful, beautiful lady. She's going to have a heck of a program. And I also wanted to say, Miss X, I love that name. that
we're ready for Howard Stern.
Are we ready? You know, I would love
maybe to. You guys are, but I'm not. I'm not going down to my birthday suit in front of Howard Stern.
You know, now that would be an interview between you and him. You know, letting him in on his own, pointing out the little nuances of his character. I mean, I shouldn't say this. But
how come Howard Stern never has men go naked?
Well, I can understand that, but...
Well, I mean, you have women naked, you have to have an even playing field, right? It's not kind of fair.
Yeah, I think we should all write letters into Howard Stern.
Yeah, and then we should have a judge of women kind of making comments on the men.
Right.
The world's not ready for that yet.
I guess.
Hey, Don, I'm really glad you interrupted me.
Why is that?
Because I was talking too long.
Oh, no, I like it when you talk.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you're asking Miss X some questions, bringing her to the surface.
Well, she's, you know, thank you. It's such a delight to have on this program. I mean, there are very few people that I know of that have the power and in communicating and in that interdimensional communication as Miss X. So it's, you know, I mean, there's very few, I think, even on this planet that actually have that strength in their communication to be able to do what she does. So whenever you can pick her brain and get some information out of her, I think it's important.
We should have my father listen in. When he always told me, if I had another brain, it would be lonesome.
Get your dad to listen. We'll send him a tape of the show, huh?
Oh, okay.
You know what? Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Oh, no. It was just follow through.
Following through. I don't have anything to say. I mean,
I was going to say maybe one day we'll have a show where people could actually call in and speak with Mix X and ask her questions that they have been dying to know. Because, you know, a lot of my questions, I really have come to a place in my life where I don't have too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others that have tons of questions, and they haven't reached that place that they're still searching, and they have tons of questions, and I don't know what they are, and I'm sure, you know, our listeners would love to be able to call up someone like Miss X and just ask away, and if that's in the cards, maybe it's something you can consider and think about.
Maybe we can have one of the sources come through, and you know, we have to be careful with that, because it's so sensitive, and she's so sensitive, but maybe if we filter the questions, we can ask them to a source and have it right on the air.
Yeah.
I think that actually would be a better way to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know what? I don't think it's good to put, I think she would agree here, is that there's a difference between what she knows in her conscious mind and what, you know, what comes through her.
Yeah.
But and the other thing about hooking in with a source, and this is something that is probably new information for most people, so listen to this one carefully. Most people who channel an individual entity. When you channel a group soul, you're not channeling an entity, you're channeling an energy that suddenly has a voice, and that energy is not far and removed. When we think of a celestial source as being far away or, you know, some other star system, actually that energy can move right into your space, and then it has a voice. And although many of us have felt celestial sources in our space, we felt it in all this vibration around us and upliftment, it's not often that vibration and energy has a voice. Like David Wilcock is a super voice for a group soul that is
just interrupt. They are very eager to talk right now if you want them. Like you have to do a protective invocation first.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Don?
I would be delighted.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, I usually do this at the end of the show, but we're going to do a clearing right now. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect all of us present and every person that's listening, no matter where they are. And we ask that any negativity be taken to the realms, the higher realms of light, and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. And we ask for the presence of those interdimensional sources operating in the Christed energy, service to others. And do we have a source that would like to say hello to the blog-in audience right now?
We of the celestial realm ask for the protection of Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Ezekiel, Ra'el, Uriel, the Council of Twelve, the Council of Saturn, the Council overseeing the emanations of the Hunabku. We invoke the Christed consciousness of the Christ light and all sentient beings, animal, Devic, human, involved in the ascension process, taking a on Terra as we so speak, moving her from density 3 through 4 into 5 and upwards. We presently speak to you from Council of 12, the Oversoul Council of our solar system. Have you questions for us this evening? We are indeed very, very pleased to have this opportunity presented to us for such dissemination of light to so many who can serve and uplift their fellow humans. We take this as a grave responsibility and huge honor. Have you queries for us at this time?
I'll ask a question on the behalf of all those people who are listening. And each person individually wants to know how they can participate in their own life in the best way for the upliftment of this planetary process. Could you share that, please?
Go to the source, go to the center, go to what is in your heart. We are trained here in this Western culture especially to ignore the prompts, the intuitive pleadings, the emanations of the heart. Some call it the intuition, the gut instinct. This is almost always correct. We are too rationalistic a culture, too intellectualized a culture. Not that the mental is negative, but the mental, and thus the ego, is to serve the soul, not to be master of the soul. Right now, we are struggling within a third-dimensional structure that is enslaved by rules which serve the ego. The ego dominates world politics, world business, oppression, mercenary war, not the heart. As leaders such as the Dalai Lama have said, strive for compassion for all, for harmlessness for all. For in the end, we are all the same. We all cry. We all hurt. We all need love. We all need food. We all need shelter. We all need each other. Look at your disaster here in the United States. Look at Katrina. Look at what happens when suddenly a natural catastrophe takes away the very existence of life, the technologies which we have come to rely on as the most concrete. They are not the most concrete. Physical things are not the most concrete. It is what is in the soul and how we treat others. This indeed is the most concrete. And we will continue to manifest these lessons as long as we are intolerant of others, because others are only aspects of ourselves. The more quickly we can accept ourselves and our own imperfections, the more quickly we can harmonize with others of different dispositions and understand that differences, like colors, like musical tones, like different plates on a table, different delicacies, are to be savored for their differences, not to be juxtaposed and judged one against another. There is room for multitude and plentitude, variety a good thing, not bad. We must learn to rejoice and see beauty in variety. This is one of the most pressing points. There is much polarization, especially here in the United States, in terms of political spectrum. Things become heated here emotionally very quickly. There is an eroding middle class. Canada, Europe, Australia, even India, at this point, has a larger middle class than does the U.S. This started happening in the 70s. In order to have a large middle class, one must have an educated populace. Once the public school systems are eroded and you only have an elite populace and a disinformed populace or a media misinformed populace, then divisiveness can start. This is what has happened in the United States. The U.S. is actually at a very critical juncture because karmically she is a way shower for the rest of the world. And yet there is much she has to learn from others, especially as regards humility. Americans have many, many good things in their character. But the one American characteristic, we speak generally now, of course, archetypally, not of individual people, is the country as a whole must learn to cooperate as part of a world, must learn to take her place among the world stage, not as a braggart, not as the mightiest and the greatest, not as a teenage rebellious soul, for she is a young country. She must learn to cooperate.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Could I ask you to explain how the Council of 12 operates and its role in...
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So that was a kind of historic thing to Daphne on the Don and Wynn show. And I don't know. Did you guys find that interesting?
Yes.
I mean,
that was terrific. That was great.
Who said that? Who said that?
I said it was great. I loved it. I'm so happy that you played it in a slightly different time. It was, but it's still the same right now. Everything she said is implicitly perfect.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
You know, there was a period of time where Daphne was coming into the calls. And on the Wednesday calls, we would divide the question and say, this one's for Daphne, this one's for Terry, this one's for Daphne, this one's for Terry, and go back and forth. And maybe someday I'll look those up and play some of those. They're very interesting.
I remember that. I remember listening to those. They were wonderful. They were great. Yeah. The contrast was great.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Daphne is more aristocratic than Terry and more articulate, you know? And she has a background of being a public leader, you know, and addressing crowds, not in this life, but in other lifetimes. Mm. And Terry has a background of being in a church and bringing God into a church, you know, messages from. So it's like Terry's personality is more down to earth, you know. Sometimes people feel Daphne is aloof, and the two of them together are kind of amazing. And it's time to go to Whole Planet Healing. So we'll see you in a moment.